I need to look for a job. Do you think you could help me create a resume?
Sure, I'd be happy to help you.
I've never made a resume before. I don't even know what goes on it.
Well, first of all, you need to put your name, address, and phone number.
Okay.
Then you should put your job objective.
What's that?
That's a description of what kind of job you're looking for.
Well, I'd like to work in a clerical position. I have experience with that, and I think I'm good at that. Ideally, I'd like to work in a law office, because I think that would be exciting.
Okay, let's put, to obtain a position as an administrative assistant in a legal firm. Now, we need to put your educational background. Where did you go to school?
Do I have to put all the schools that I attended, even my elementary school?
No, only college or any vocational training.
Well, I have my associate's degree from the community college, and I went to a vocational school for training as a legal secretary.
Great! That information will go in the education section. You'll also need to include the name of the school, the date that you graduated, and, if you had good grades, include your grade point average.
Okay, what's next?
Your work experience. You worked as a secretary before, didn't you?
Yeah. I worked as a secretary in an accounting office, and before that, I worked in a sales position at a store.
Okay. You'll need to include your job title, the name of the place that you worked, the city and state that the job was in, and the dates that you worked there, and a brief description of your responsibilities at that job.
Wow. Is there anything else that goes on a resume?
The only other thing would be any awards or recognitions that you've gotten. You were Employee of the Month at one of your jobs, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put that on the resume, too.
Thanks a lot, Hannah, for all your help.
You're welcome.